scraping together some sleep. When you get up in the wee, deadened hours of the morning and realize you are the only human in the universe who can't sleep, your mind racing faster than your body could even 40 years ago or more. When you get up at 3 a.m., suddenly realizing you have an important engagement to attend but can't quite remember what it might have been, and it was only part of your dreams, which are possibly only part of someone else's dreams. When you get up in the damp and cooling wee hours of the wee morning and wander to the refrigerator just because there's no place else to wander, and also because if you keep looking in the refrigerator, you just might suddenly see something tasty in there that wasn't in there seconds ago, put there, no doubt, by the same little guy who turns the light on and off each time you open and close the door. When your uncontrolled and uncontrollable thoughts turn hypnotic one moment, morose the next, and funny the next, you realize that 3 o'clock in the morning is the only time this kind of thing can happen, the only time your life feels like a double handful of jello oozing between the fingers and slowly melting onto the hardwood floors and thus back into the woodwork of eternity. Jello. Jello. When your 3 a.m. thoughts suddenly crystallize and you go in search of a passage to read that might bring you back to earth and earth-worn pleasurable thoughts, you find the unlikeliest little wonders to keep you going. Ray Bradbury once wrote that more people die at 3 in the morning than any other time because of this absolute feeling of being totally alone and on your own. When you're wandering the dead halls at that time of night, you remember such things, but fortunately, you also remember, your mind still racing, that Greentown, of Bradbury's Dandelion Wine, is really Waukegan, Illinois, his hometown. Jell-O. Jell-O was the first radio sponsor of the Jack Benny Show. You remember that Waukegan was also the hometown of Jack Benny, born a couple of decades before Bradbury, but still very much alive in many minds, especially because of his recently discovered autobiography, which is so gentle and ends with a lovely passage written by Benny himself. Quote, "Everything good that happened to me happened by accident. I think it was like this in my whole life. I am not an aggressive person. I am not one of those men who knows where he's going when he's a young man. I was not filled with ambition nor fired by a drive toward a clear-cut goal. I never knew exactly where I was going. My whole life, it is as if I were a passenger on a train. I don't want to be on the train, but I have no strong desire to get off either. I don't know where the train is going, but meanwhile, I will count the telephone poles and watch the scenery and see what the other passengers have in mind. And then, when the train arrives at the last station, I get off. I look around. I like the place where I am. I don't know exactly how I got here, but I'm glad to be here just the same." Close quotes. Once again, Ray Bradbury, Jell-O, and Jack Benny have put my mind at ease. I look at the reclining profile of my wife in the darkness by the window. I check the shadows on the walls to see if they are friend or foe, and find them not caring in the least. I climb into my groaning bed and tumble into sweet limbo.